Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome into National Dragonfly Day. I'll have more about these amazing insects. And also this week's Bad Boys the Outdoors got himself into a heap of trouble because of, yes, insects. It's also a Father's Day weekend. Are you taking Dad fishing? He took you. Maybe you need to spend some time with him. If you're not gathering together for a barbecue or a seafood ball, might just want to give him a good old phone call and tell Dad hello and wish him a happy Father's Day. Well, I got some fish stories, including new Wahoo regulations, the latest Alabama red snapper news, area reports from our field guys, and also we'd like to welcome your comments, your questions, and your reports to our text line, 504-260-1870. We'll also hear from some special guests this morning, two who will be playing for LSU tonight in the College World Series kickoff against Arkansas, and they'll be talking with us about being Tigers in the wild. We'll also be joined by a Louisiana talk show host who's also an avid angler. Moon Griffon's going to be joining us, talking about his recent trip to Lake Bartholomew up in northeast Louisiana. We also have a coastal marine forecast coming up, and if you're going to be headed out, you certainly want to get a look at that. It's typical summertime along the Great Gulf Coast. Well, you probably heard the news of the passing of the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson. Well, I never met him, but we shared something over the years. I wrote lyrics, only lyrics I ever wrote in a song, and musician Reed Allaman recorded our parody of a big Beach Boys hit called Kokomo. We've been using it for decades as closing show music called Kokodree, and here it is. Take a listen. And that is Kokodree on the CD called Operation Gumbo Drop from Reed Allaman. We'll be right back to talk to Glenn Sanchez, filling in for Robbie Campbell with a St. Bernard Fishing Report on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're headed out this Father's Day weekend, here's your forecast offshore. Repeat, today and tomorrow, looking at southerly winds, 8 to 15 knots, 1 to 3-foot seas. Very fishable to get out there after the red snapper and the offshore species. On the interior lakes and bays, a south wind, 6 to 12 knots, maybe enough to keep the mosquitoes off of you early morning. But nothing to affect you, messing you up. Now, there could be some rains, about 60% chance, but all depends on where you are. I've been having some heavy but yet very tightly bound and scattered thunderstorms. Good tidal range, 1.6, a lot of water moving out there. And one of the places that has been stellar this week and for the last couple of weeks for fishing, St. Bernard, the Lake Bourne area down by the Mystico, the Long Rocks, and other places outside of St. Bernard. Glenn Sanchez joins us now, filling in for Robbie Campbell. Robbie's a little under the weather. Glenn, thanks for joining us this morning. Heard you had a heck of a good trip yesterday.
Good morning. Yes, we did. We were finished up early. I took a friend of mine. He lives in Tennessee. He had a ball. And I bet you we averaged a 16-inch trout yesterday. The trout were nice yesterday.
And how were you fishing them?
We were fishing them probably about 4.5 feet under a caulk with live shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they didn't really want it. I mean, you know, every day is different. Yesterday, they just wanted to drift and just let it float. If you popped it, it's like, they didn't fool with it. But you let it float, all of a sudden your cork would just disappear, set the hook. And yes, it was a wonderful day yesterday. I love days like that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Was it in the channel? Were you out in open water, out, in the lake?
We were just down by the rocks. We were just down by the rocks, and I was going to go someplace else, and it was calm, and I said, I'm going to give the rocks one more chance, because the last couple of times I went out there, I struggled. But, fish bite at different times, and if you're not there when they're biting, you're not going to catch them,
Absolutely.
So, yesterday morning, they were biting.
Now, Glenn, you fished them 4.5 feet down under a cork. That's about the limit you can do with a set cork. If you go any deeper than that, I think you probably need to go to a sliding cork, right?
Yeah, pretty much, because the problem you have is getting them back to the boat, because so many people, they want to reel the cork all the way up into the rod, and it breaks that top eye. But, I have to stand up in my boat on the bow to because I don't use a net. I don't care which size trout it is. We not using the net. We not. If you can't flip him in the boat, shame on you.
You're like one of those circus acrobats up on the high wire. No net, Glenn, we're going to call you.
no net. No net. I was fishing with a guy last year. I hooked one. I knew it was a good trout. And I slung him in the boat, and he was over 5 pounds. And the guy said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "He got off. No big deal."
That's right. Give him his chance. Glenn, I know you're a trout enthusiast. If somebody wanted to catch some reds, what can you tell them? Where should they go, and what should they do?
All you need to do for reds is have some dead bait. But I try to fish like the marks on along the shoreline of Lake Bourne or back of Gallego and back this way or along the channel, the cuts. Like you said earlier, we had plenty moving water today. That's a big help. Last week when I went out, when we struggled, the corks didn't move, and that was the reason we struggled,
Glenn, I got a report. Last week I got a really good report from a spot you and I have fished together called Janky's Ditch. And at times there's some big trout show up there. Are you getting any reports from that area?
I really don't know anybody that's going over that way, but I really don't talk to anybody about over there. I'll go over there sometimes. I'll fish it early in the morning, late in the evening. I used to love it for top water, but
yeah,
I'm getting too old for top water. It's getting like too much work.
Oh, come on. You're never too old for top water, man. Once you see that fish knock that bait 2 or 3 feet up in the air, you forget how old you are.
Well, that's fine as long as they're hitting. But when they're not hitting and you throw baits for an hour, it's like, oh, God, I had enough. Let me sit on my ice chest and just drown a shrimp.
Yeah, that brings the kid out in you. Speaking of that, we used to call you and Jonathan Sanchez and son. How's Jonathan doing? Are y'all going to get to spend some Father's Day time together this weekend?
I believe we will. I think we're going to go to my oldest son's house, and the family's going to get together over there. But, no, he's doing fine. He's got a wonderful family. He's got a wonderful business, and everybody loves him.
I tell you what, he is a true American success story. I mean, as a very young man, he started into a business that can be risky and can be difficult. And over the years, he's just really made it big and done well for himself and his family, and that's really great. You need to be proud of him, and I know you are.
It's amazing, Don. He's 43 years old, and he's been a professional fishing guide for 25 years.
Unbelievable.
That's insane. Yeah. That's insane.
Well, tell him I said hello, and if we get a chance, maybe we can put together a trip for old times if he gets a little free time sometime, and you too.
Sounds like a great time. I'd love to do it.
All right, Glenn. Thanks for filling in for Robbie. Hope he gets back next week.
No problem. Everybody stay safe. Enjoy your day and be courteous to everybody.
Yes,
happy Father's Day.
All righty. Glenn Sanchez, Captain Glenn Sanchez, used to run the Breton Sound Marina and one of our favorite fishing buddies. All right, we come back after this, going to tell you about some new Wahoo regulations. Did you hear about that? They go into effect next week. Also update you on the success of the Alabama Red Snapper season and tell you what's some good TV watching coming up this weekend. We'll do it all right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Network. I wanted to pass this along to you. Louisiana and Gulf fishermen are going to have some new Wahoo regulations going into effect next Friday, this coming Friday, June 20th. It establishes a 5 fish per person recreational bag and possession limit. And up until now, there has not been any recreational bag or possession limits for Wahoo. I think this is just a little bit of housekeeping. I don't know very many people that catch 5 Wahoo per person on a trip. I've never done it, and I don't know if you have heard of anyone doing it. I'm sure it can be done, and maybe has been done, but you'll be limited to 5 fish per person on the boat, and that is plenty of Wahoo, believe me. All right, Alabama, boy, they're crowing. They are very happy with the opening of their red snapper season. And, you know, here in Louisiana, we give you constant updates on where we are as far as reaching the harvest quota, because when that happens, the season ends. Well, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announced that the harvest has hit 135,000 plus some change pounds. And that is according to June 1st, which was a couple of weeks ago. The overall quota for this year is 664,000, and when that is reached or anticipated to be reached, that's when they will close it down. They've done a little bit of a different take on the way they operate their seasons. We have 7-day-a-week seasons, but both of them work to the same end. When they estimate that it is reached, the quota, it'll be shut down. I'm sure it'll go completely through the summer, hopefully into the early or even late fall. TV watching. All right, if you're interested in sitting in your cool air-conditioned living room and watching some outdoor television, let me tell you what's on Bayou Wild this week. The title is Beauty Queens, Mud Bugs, and Snakes. We took Miss Louisiana, Olivia Grace George, on a crawfishing and snake handling excursion at Crawfish Haven, Mrs. Rose Bed and Breakfast down in Kaplan, Louisiana, and turned out pretty well. She enjoyed herself, and certainly she is a fine, great ambassador for the state of Louisiana. And if you want to watch that, you can check out our website. You can catch it at BayouWildTV.com. We have a YouTube channel there, and we also have listings on that website of all the different stations throughout the Gulf Coast that air the program and the time that it airs. Another program of interest that I've been telling you about now, it's a 13-week series put on by WYES-TV, and it airs on a number of public broadcast stations called Louisiana Coastal Cooking. And today's feature, which will air at 9 a.m. on WYES in New Orleans, and tomorrow at 11 a.m., is called Save the Coast, Save the Culture. And there'll be an excursion with Nicholls State University Native Plant Garden with Quentin Fontenot. And then I cooked the Game Bird Pepper Poppers, and you can catch that one on the feature. And there's also a Carrots and Andouille with Dirty Rice Beet and Egg Salad from Pete Dufresne, who is the St. James Parish President. So that's the Louisiana Coastal Cooking. If you're not in the Metro New Orleans area where you can catch WYES public broadcast, you might want to check the public broadcast station in your area and see if they have a listing for Louisiana Coastal Cooking. All right, we mentioned this was National Dragonfly Day, and, you know, they are amazing insects. You know, evidence shows that they've been around for about 300 million years. They have had some fossils identified where these guys were like 3-foot wingspans, and some of them say that they might have been the size of eagles back in their day. And one of the unique things, I love to watch them. We used to call them mosquito hawks when I was a kid. They can fly in so many different ways. They can fly like a helicopter and just hover. They can go straight up, straight down, forward. I don't think they have a reverse, but they can turn around very quickly. And their fastest speed is up to 35 miles per hour. And, you know, they play hard. Now, they'll eat up to 100 mosquitoes a day, and they live fast. Most of them only live a few weeks as adults. After they emerge from the waters where they're born, a lot of people don't realize they spend part of their life as an underwater insect, kind of like a water beetle. Then when they get ready, they crawl up on a stem or a branch, and out hatches the mosquito hawk or the dragonfly. So it's their day. Toast a tribute to the mosquito hawk. Very interesting and very good subjects to kind of sit out and take in and watch. All right, we got lots of text messages coming in. We got the Frog Lawyer looking for some specs and reds over in Hackberry. Good luck to you. Let us know how you do. And we've also got our friend Wingbone makes those Wingbone turkey calls over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's going to be making up a West Indies salad for tomorrow. Yeah, it's great, great dish for warm weather dining. All right, we come back after this. We got more to talk about. Fishing reports coming your way. A couple of interviews with some LSU greats that are playing baseball tonight against Arkansas in the College World Series. And you can hear that game on many of these same stations where you hear the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, I want to remind you that coming up Saturday, June 28th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the Fish Crab Explore, the great outdoors in Lacombe, right there on the bayou on Lake Road. They're going to close the launch from 6 p.m. on the day before, and then on the 28th, which is 2 weeks from today exactly, they'll be shuttling people from the parking grounds on LA 434, and Department of Wildlife and Fishery, Friends of Louisiana Wildlife Refuges, Bayou Stuff, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are all taking part in this. They'll have fish identification booth, building fish, fishing, clean a fish, talking about pond ecology, kayaking, crabbing, and backyard bass fishing. There's going to be food and drinks available for purchase. There's no entry fee. All you need is your fishing license if you are 18 years or older. And if you want more information on it, you can check on the website or the Facebook page of Lacombe Recreation or LacombeRec.com. And look for the Fish Crab Explore event. In fact, next week we're going to be talking to Ashley Ray. Ashley's the organizer, and we'll be talking to her more about that upcoming event. Right now, we've got to take a quick 10-second station identification pause and let our local stations tell you who they are and where they broadcast the show on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we have some text messages coming in. That shows you the differences. Everybody likes choices. And these are some comments on the song called Kokodry, which if you're just tuning, you missed it. It's a song, it's a parody of the Beach Boys' Kokomo. And I wrote the words to it, and I used to write a lot of magazine articles, newspaper articles for years. Only song I ever wrote, and Reed Allaman, friend of mine, recorded. He's a professional musician. And we got mixed reviews on it. Here's one that says, honestly, thank God you only play a few seconds of that song. That whole song makes me want to poke my ears out. Just too much going on. Even the wife dislikes it. And then the very next text says, good morning, Don. Such a great way to start my Saturday morning. Waking up to my favorite outdoor show and listening to a version of one of my favorite bands growing up, the Beach Boys. Sad to hear Brian Wilson's passing away. What a great songwriter. Happy Father's Day, Don, to all. That's from Gus. So everybody's got different opinions, good and bad, and I guess indifferent. All right, here's one asking for good crabbing reports for the North Shore. Great show as usual. Happy Father's Day. Tight lines. That's from the Big Man Bassing in Covington. I did get a good crab report, but it was from a commercial crabber who works kind of the western end of Pontchartrain. But, I mean, we're in the prime time for crabs. I don't think you could hardly miss if you got out there and put some nets out or used a string, whichever. Also, Grand Isle's a great place for that. And I'll talk to Darryl and see if he's got any crabbing reports from Grand Isle. That's a favorite place for people to go and either fish off the bridge with the drop nets, or you can rig up, you know, they rig up cane poles and then have a line that connects them with drop lines coming off of it, and they just put bait on them and space the hooks out different. I'm not talking about a hook like a fish hook, maybe like a clip, like a big safety pin clip, and you can clip the chicken necks on it And then what you do is you wait out and you get to your pole, and then you start picking the line up. And you pick it up real slowly, and you have your assistant there with a landing net. And as the crab comes up, he ain't giving up that chicken egg or fish head. He's holding on, and you raise it up, put the net underneath him, and you got him. You can also do it that method by boat. And I'll tell you another good method, too. And I've done this over in the Bayou Lacombe area, where you take a fishing pole, any little old inexpensive rod and reel. Zebco's work great. And instead of rigging it up with a sinker and a hook and bait, you tie a chicken neck onto the bottom of it. Cast it out into the bayou or into the lake. And if you want, you can put a cork on it, so that way you can tell something's moving it side to side when the crab gets it. Or you can feel the tension on it and watch the line start to move. And if you reel it up real slow, I mean just a few turns every few seconds, that crab will come up. And I'm sure a lot of you have caught crabs fishing with live shrimp and maybe minnows and small croakers. And you notice that those crabs, they don't let go, and you can a lot of times flip them right into the boat. So again, if you got a net, you reel them up, reel your chicken neck up, put your net in the water first, swim him over the net, and boom, there you go. Before you know it, you might catch yourself a dozen of those nice fat lake crabs. And I tell you, I don't know of any crabs any better in the world than a Lake Pontchartrain or North Shore crab. For some reason, they seem to taste the best, and they are big, and they are full. All right, we got my buddy Dean Galatis. He says, good morning. Dragonflies are the most popular food that purple martins bring their chicks in to the purple martin colony. Yeah, Dean's kind of a bird hunter and bird watcher combination. All right, we're checking. The Weave's checking in. He says he's gone after the flounder in Mississippi. The bite has been good. I know you're going to get them, Weave. And if you want to watch us catch flounders on the Mississippi coast, go to Bayou Wild TV and check out one of our back issues. All right, David Hubble checking in from Alabama. He's wishing everyone a happy Father's Day and says he needs to find his way to Wingbone. West Indies salad is perfect for this weekend. Yes, it is. All right, we come back after this. We're going to hear from one of our LSU stars, baseball player, who's going to be at the World Series tonight. Stick around for that. He's next. And coming up later on tonight, LSU takes on the Arkansas Razorbacks in a College World Series matchup. One of the players who you'll be watching, Jared Jones, accompanied us on a Bayou Wild TV episode called Pucker Up and Kiss That Bird Goodbye. Here he is, Jared Jones and Lance Burgess, our Tigers in the Wild coordinator.
All right. So, Barry, we're sitting here reminiscing about our excursions. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Tigers in the Wild to begin with. I guess you're roommates with Monster, so we had him come up to do the gator hunt, and lo and behold, you got a chance to tag along, right?
Yeah. He had been talking about going gator hunting for a couple of weeks, and we were like 2 or 3 days away, and he was kind of like, man, I'm going gator hunting. And I was like, have you ever done anything like that? He was like, I've been elk hunting before, but nothing like that. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. And he was like, you want to come? And I was like, can I? You know, and I didn't, you know, I was kind of shot in the dark, and y'all let me tag along, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what'd you think about being out? Was that your first time in the bayou?
No, you know, I'd been to Grand Isle before, yeah. And then just to do some fishing, but that was my first time really down in Venice like that and seeing the real bayou for the first time.
Yep. What were your expectations about gator hunting and getting a chance to actually do it and get your hands on a gator?
Yeah, and you know, I had held a gator before. We went to Fort Myers for a baseball tournament. We went down to the Everglades and did like a airboat gator tour.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I kind of have a understanding of what they kind of felt like at least, but I'd never held one that big before. So, you know, we pulled a 10-foot gator out of the water. It's a little intimidating.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your experience bird hunting. I know we talked about that on that trip, and we had a second trip and got a chance to go shoot quail and run the dogs. And I know you have a little experience with that. Tell me about it.
Yeah. A couple of Thanksgivings ago, we went up to South Dakota, me and my dad and brother. A lot of fun hunting pheasant up there in November. Got to watch the dogs work up there, and mostly just flat cornfields though. You know, it's cool to be in the pine trees because that reminds me of back home. So my dad grew up raising hunting dogs, so it's kind of cool to watch them work.
What kind of dogs did he
German Shorthair pointers.
Okay, yeah, super, really popular. What are some of your earliest memories hunting and fishing and being in the outdoors?
You know, a lot of growing up mostly with sports. So it was baseball and football for the most part. But when COVID hit and I quit football, I started, you know, fishing a lot just at like ponds. There's a lot, ton of ponds and lakes in Georgia. So I just go around fishing doing that, especially with, you know, school was online and everything. So I had a ton of time. And then since I've been at LSU, you know, I've just been blessed to meet a ton of people and, you know, opportunities like this and through friends who have land in Louisiana. You know, I shot a deer last year in Mississippi. So it's been a lot of fun to come down here.
Yeah, I think that's one of the unique things about the Louisiana culture. People want to share our resources, share our bounty, share our, you know, share our culture and our heritage. You think you would have got these opportunities through NIL at some of the other places?
Yeah, probably not. This is, from what I hear, this is a hunter's paradise.
Yep, that's what Louisiana is, the sportsman's paradise. Well, tell me a little bit about, you know, grew up, your father played, he was a lineman for Georgia Southern. So growing up in an athletic family, tell me a little bit about what that was like.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five. So three older sisters who are all, you know, 6'1", 6 foot and 5'10". So we're all above average height. Older brother's 5'10" as well. Very competitive. They all played college athletics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to be the best, I guess. You know, we're all very competitive and they keep me very level headed.
Tell me a little bit, where did the nickname Bear come from?
So my older brother's nickname is Moose. My parents, you know, had a moose encounter when they were pregnant with him. And then later in life, I came along and they kind of needed something to go along with Moose. So my dad nicknamed me Bear.
No, Bear's a predator animal, you know. So did you and Moose have a lot of rivalry?
Younger times, me and him butted heads quite a bit. Probably the last couple of years, we've been pretty good. I'd say he's probably one of my best friends now.
Very cool. Talk about the quail hunt a little bit. You know, the birds, it's a little different from pheasant. What did that experience mean to you? What was that like doing, you know, going quail hunting?
Yeah, you know, I'd never quail hunted before, even though I'm from Georgia and we have a ton of them there. You know, I just never had the opportunity to, but I was like, super excited. And there's some fast birds, you know. I didn't expect, you know, them to fly that low and that quick, but it was fun, man. Watching the dogs work, you know, walking up to them, you know, actually seeing the bird on the ground and kicking it up. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I guess there's some relation to, you know, having some accuracy with that gun. You were a world-class catcher in high school, right? Now you're a first baseman. Talk about the similarities in being accurate with that gun and that cannon.
Yeah, you know, back when I caught throwing out runners at second base, you had to be accurate. It wasn't so much about how fast you were, but you had to make a good throw to second base. And, you know, sometimes you got to combine speed and accuracy, and same thing in hunting, you know, you got to find that happy medium between, you know, leading that bird and pulling that trigger.
Yeah. You have a chance to eat any quail?
We did. We wrapped them in bacon, threw them in the oven. One of my favorite meals.
Who's a better cup, you or Monster?
Yeah, I don't know. He's been on a hot streak lately. He's making me some Mexican dishes, so can't complain.
Very cool. Had an opportunity maybe to take it to the next level, and you decided to come back. What was some of the key factors to influence your decision?
Yeah, you know, after the regional finished up in Chapel Hill last year, there was pretty sour taste left in my mouth from losing that last game. You know, I thought we were one big hit away or you know, one out away from going back to a super regional in Baton Rouge. And that's a special place to play postseason baseball. And it's a special place to play baseball in general. And I just wasn't quite ready to give that up. You know, there were opportunities to play at the next level, but, you know, I'm hoping that they'll be there again this year. So, you know, I got some unfinished business to do. My freshman year, I was super blessed to be teammates with, you know, Gavin Dugas and Cade Beloso, who are two household names, not just, you know, for their talents on the field, but who they were on and off the field. And, you know, I just try and emulate them in every way possible.
And that was Jared Jones, also known as the Bear, and wishing him luck in the LSU Tigers tonight against Arkansas in the College World Series. And if you want to see a picture, of course, you can go to our website, Bayou Wild TV, and look for that those two features where we hunted alligators and we hunted quail. And there's also on my Facebook post a picture of Jared with my dog, Smokey. And I tell you, those two really loved each other. He fell in love with her and her with him. Check it out. Jared Jones, LSU first baseman. We're going to hear from the monster, the shortstop, Stephen Milam, a little bit later on. And we're also going to hear from Darryl Carpenter right after this break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, and get a Grand Isle fishing report. Darryl, two questions I keep getting all week. Are the trout in the surf, and is the surf fishable? And number two, how's the crabbing been off the bridges or in the surf?
Well, we got to make this a more than once a week appointment because it's 2 weeks in a row now. As soon as you come on the air, I've got a trout in my hand. So we need
we
to make
do
this
that.
A little
we
bit
bring
better.
Ducks. We bring fish. We do it all here.
No, Don, there's a whole lot of fish in the surf. In fact, we had some little rodeos this weekend, ABC and stuff. There were some 6 and 7 pounders caught in the surf. But those are people that are stouter than me, I guess you'd say, because the surf has not been fishable per se. I mean, they told me they got beat to heck and back doing it because they were standing almost waist deep and getting knocked down by every other wave. So there's been some really good fish in the surf. It's there. We just needed to calm down. And, man, I just got to keep you on the air because here comes another one already. But the crabs, yeah, the crabs have been running great. I don't know so much about the beach because I personally don't like sand crabs. So I stay off of the beach. I'm running traps in the back. So, I mean, I really can't speak about the crabs on the beach.
Mm-hmm. What kind of fish are y'all pulling in, specks or white trout?
Yeah, it's specks. No, it's specks. We had our first fish of the morning was a white trout, but other than that, it's been specks. Yeah, it's going to eat pliers. So, I mean, it's look, the trout have really kind of gotten a lot more consistent this week. They kind of showed up. You know, we've been having to hunt and peck. They haven't been in our normal spots. But this week, they're kind of showing back up to their normal patterns. And it's been some really good. The biggest problem, if you want to call it a problem, the biggest problem we've had all week has been we've having to keep track of how many over 20 we've got. It's been some really good fish caught. I think my biggest this week's been a 22. So, I mean, the fish are really starting. We're late. You know, we've talked all year long about how it's been inconsistent. But, you know, it's late coming, but, man, they're starting to show up in numbers good now.
That's great. And you're pretty much using the live bait under a cork, or you've been going bottom fishing, or how you've been catching?
I think I used three live baits in total yesterday, and so far every fish we've put in the box so far this morning has come off of a jig head with a matrix shad Creole shrimp.
Wow. Well, that's good news. How about redfish? Anybody out there going after reds? Everybody concentrating on the speckled trout while they're hot?
No, Don, there hadn't been a whole lot of redfish action. There have been some reds caught. There's some reds ganging up in those around those rocks in and out of the passes. A whole lot of big bull reds, but also some keeper-sized fish. We've also been, I think the best trip we've had all week, we had 7 flounder in one boat. So the flounder are starting to make their comeback, which is a very good welcome sign. You know, we just hope that it continues. But these days, 7 flounder in one boat on one trip is a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, that's good. The comeback of the flounder, it's a great story. As far as red snapper, I know you don't fish them very much, but what are you hearing?
They're thick. They're thick and everywhere. I mean, everybody that's going out is having no problems catching their limits. You know, what can I say? Red snapper's kind of, you know, we like to call red snapper one of them stupid fish. If you want to challenge, go after mangrove or something like that. But a red snapper, all you got to do pretty much is drop a piece of dirty rag down and they'll bite it. But they've been real thick. I would have suspect here in the coming weeks it might get a little more difficult catching them at the rigs themselves because they're going to get wore out pretty good, you know, getting hit pretty good. You might have to start finding some artificial bottom and that type of stuff. But, yeah, the cobia run continues to be good. And I can tell you I've personally put eyes on 4 or 5 triple tail already this year. They're early, too. Haven't caught them yet because they've been surprised. Pop up and you can't get a bait to them fast enough before. You know, too much movement on the boat. Customers all come running to one spot in the boat to see what you're looking at. And it spooks them and they go away. But the triple tail are early.
What kind of structure are you finding them on? Is it crab floats or something else?
No, Don. We've had a lot of that dead. So with all the south wind, we've had a lot of that dead sargasm grass coming in.
Okay.
And they've been around the pods of that floating grass.
Yeah. The main problem with them, like you say, is not to spook them before they take off, and then you know, getting them out of whatever structure they're in before they wrap you up. A lot of times it's on a crab trap float with a line going down or a piling or something like that. But I guess fishing them in that grass is probably the best way to get them.
Yeah, and Don, the problem with the ones that I've had is every one of them that I have spotted so far has been while I jumped up on the front deck to put out the trolling motor. And as I jump up there, I'm looking at a triple tail going by the boat. And when I start hollering, give me a ride, give me a ride, give me a ride, everybody comes running to see what it is, and boom, he swims away.
Yeah, it could be exciting. We only saw one on my last trip out to Lake Bourne where this time of year they start coming in over there, and kind of did the same thing. We saw him there, and as we approached the float, he went down, disappeared. Sometimes you can catch him down deep if you know, because they don't go very far from the structure.
Yeah, that's the good thing about crab floats. When you get them on a crab float, you got to remember you also have that structure, that crab trap, you know, six feet away from that float. So usually if they're on a crab float, unless you do something outrageous, they usually don't leave that structure. They may sound. If you got time, you can wait him out, or just start blindly sinking with that sliding cork. Start blindly sinking a shrimp down next to that float, and a lot of times you'll get that bite.
All right, good deal. RealScreamers.com, 225-937-6280. Get back to work, Darryl. Put some more of those trout in the boat.
Well, I'm probably going to have to hang up and call you back, because it seems like every time I get to jail, they got me on hold waiting on you to get a bite.
Well, we'll have to do that, whatever it takes. Thank you, Darryl. All right, coming up out of this next break, you're going to hear from the monster, Stephen Milam Jones, LSU shortstop.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.